Abba, he was the shamash, he was the waiter. Hey, koi alayim, he was taking care of them. But the Rashbam says, koi alayim, mishamash alayim, he was like the waiter serving them. Vu oimid alayim, mitagmina vu mishamash. Yeah. So Yem of Asam was serving them. O malay, havlon unavarach. So they said, when they were sitting and eating the sutamidim, they said, come and let's bench. In other words, we finished eating already. Come, let's go bench now. Havlon unavarach. Let's, like the Sarah Baisim of mentioned, let's go bench now. Is Lesoif, then after they said that, they changed their mind. And Amru, they said, Lay, have long vinishti. Let's go continue drinking. We don't want to stop now, we don't want to bench, we're still thirsty, we still want to drink more wine. That was the Maitza. That first they had the meal of out of the drank wine throughout the meal. Then they said, let's go bench. And then they changed their mind again and said, no, we want to drink more. Is Amaluhu, so they said over that Hochi Yom Rav, this is the way our Rebbe Rav Paskin, that Kiva the Amriso Havlon in the Baruch. As soon as somebody says, let's go bench, so Issa Sol Luchu Lemishti. You're not allowed to drink anymore. In other words, once you said these words of Havlon in the Baruch, let's go bench, that means you made up your mind, you're not going to eat anymore. You're Mathalik yourself, you're like, think now you're stopping eating, so that first Baruch you make is finished. If you go and drink anything more now, you have to make another Baruch. So Loshni, this is Solochula Mishti. You're not allowed to drink right now. So Rashbam learns, Oslochula Mishti, Alma, what do we see? That Birchas HaMozen Asuche Daite Hevi. That once you go to bench, even here you didn't even bench it. You just said, let's go and bench. Once you make up your mind to bench, that's considered like your Mesir Das. You take your mind away from eating. V'etzorech Lachzer Levorech. You have to go make another broch if you want to drink it. So even though the Gemara says a loshin, Issa so lechula mishti, means it's also, you're not allowed to bench, you're not allowed to drink, it doesn't really mean there's an issa to drink. It just means if you do want to drink more wine now, you have to make a bracha first. Hey, if the first bracha you made, once you said, let's go bench, you're masalik the bracha. You like made up your mind, you're not need anymore, so that first bracha is finished with. If you want to drink more, you have to make a second bracha. That's the loshin of Issa so lechula mishti. You're not allowed to drink now unless you first make a bracha. Yisrael last levorach liyach abrichas hamozin. Oh no, surely. So the Rashbam shita is not. The Rashbam shita is mashma. You have to first drink it when after brichas hamozin, and then you have to make a bracha. Vochin higim. That's the way we know it also. That after benching, you always have to make a second bracha. Hey, this is the teretz. Even though at the beginning, when you started your meal, you made a bar piagofin, you knew eventually you're going to bench and have another kais by benching. But whenever you go to bench, that's the mitzias as a silik. You mitzias das. You take your mind away from eating. So after benching, for sure, you have to make another bracha. Now, v'yafagav d'shemina mihochom, the bracha samozin asukis adosayhu, even though we see from here that bracha samozin is called a hefsik, like stops your meal, loiboy brucha layarin liachrof, mikmer d'navorach bracha samozin. You don't have to make a bracha achreina, though. The fish of bracha samozin petrosi. Because when you bench, that part is you. So here again, here it's mashim again, that once you said havlon on the baruch, you want to stop, if you want to stop eating, you want to bench, that's sort of like you finish eating. If you want to drink now, you have to make another baruch pregofen, you have to make a brocha. Now the question is, when you drank this next kais, now do you have to make a brocha achrein or not? Do we say, you had to make a brocha rishreinim, make a brocha achrein, this is not part of the meal. Well, no, since now you have to bench for the meal you ate before, benching also helps for this wine you just got finished drinking. So Rashbam says you don't have to make a bracha achreina. That the benching, we're soon going to say, that for sure helps for this last case of wine that you drank, even though for that case you had to make a bracha. So lefisha bircha samozim poitrosim, tahash ta'achas mien sholosagilu, madach, just when you drink a cup of wine, what's the bracha achreina? You have to make al gefen v'al priya gefen, you have to make a mien sholosh. Is kol shchein shalosh brachas atzvam. Havada, when you go to bench, for sure benching helps for al gefen v'al priya gefen. This is the Rashbam shita. So even though we hold that this wine you drank after you decided not to eat anymore is not part of the meal anymore, so really the benching should not help because this is not part of the meal, but he says it's not worse than making a main shalosh. That helps, so for sure benching also helps. He also holds like this. That in the case where you first said, let's go bench. So you stopped eating, so you're Messiah Das. Now if you decide to drink more wine, pshita, you have to make another bar for your guffin on it. But you don't have to make a bracha achreina. For a bracha achreina, it's enough to wait till you bench, and the bracha samosin, that helps. So the Rashbam's svar is, because the bracha samosin is a bracha by itself, that could help for meyen sholish. We'll be masper for the Rashbam. Let's say you didn't have a meal. You just sat down to drink wine, and for the evid you benched on it, it would also be good. But that's the svar. Mazach meyen sholish helps. Pshita gimel brachas helps mamish. Tosis argues in this. Tosis says that's not a svarim, and it brings down gemaras and brachas to say not like that. That there are cases that benching does not help for a bracha mein sholish. If you have to make a bracha mein sholish al gefen or pir gefen or al nichya, it could be a svarim benching for that does not help. Birchas hamazon is one bracha, and making an al nichya al gefen or pir gefen is another bracha. But Tosis still holds like Rashbam's svarim halacham, because he says the svar is, since lemais you didn't bench yet, negay to the bracha achroina, anything you ate before you benched is all considered part of the meal. That even though you said havlon and nevarach, you finished your meal and you said let's go bench. So it's saying that's the svar, your mesiach dash, you stopped, you made up your mind not to eat anymore. So if you want to drink, you have to make another bar for your goffin. But negay to the bracha achroina, that's the svar, since you didn't bench yet, and the benching is going on everything you ate so far, that eating is included part of the meal. So if you would just drink wine, Tosis holds, and you would bench, you're not yotze. That's not a good bracha achreina. But here, since the drinking the wine came right after a meal, and you have to bench for the meal, the benching makes it that anything you ate throughout this whole meal up until the benching is part of the meal. That's why the bracha samazin patters it. But I call upon him, you see clearly here, that even though you said havlon and nevarach, still you have to make another bracha. So that's Rav Shita. Right. Must now Meimar Umazutra Ravashi have Yasvi Bisuda. They're all eating the Suda together. The Koyalaya who was Meshamish who was serving them, Ravacha Bray the Rover. So three of them were sitting and eating the Suda together, and we'll soon see all three of them, each one did a different halacha. Each one did something different. Ameimar, what did he do? Baruch al kol kosa v'kosa. Every case of yayin they brought him, he made a new bar for Yagofim. 1, 2, 3, 4, every case they gave him, he made a new bracha. We'll soon see why. O mazutra, mazutra, baruch al kosa kama. And the first case he gave him, he made a bar for Yagofim, pshita. The first one you get, you have to make a bracha on. Whether it's in the middle of the meal or before the meal, on wine you always have to make a bracha, bar for Yagofim. So he made a bar for Yagofim on the first case. Then, the next kaisis that he drank throughout the meal, he did not make a bracha. Because the first kais patters it. Like one bracha helps for the whole meal. On the viakosa basra, he made another bracha. But on the second kais, which means the bircha samosin, he holds like Tamidi the Rav, like Rav has said before, that when you bench, and then you drink the kais, so bircha samosin, you have to make another bracha for your goffin. So Mazutra made a bracha on the first kais he drank, and the last kais he drank, he also made a bracha. The last kais means the kais shall bracha samosin. Ravashi borech akisa akosa kama. Ravashi made a bracha on the kosa kama. That's all. On the first kais of yarn he drank in the meal, he made a bracha gofim. Vesulai borech. And later he did not make any more brachas, even though he benched first. And then he drank the kaisha of bracha samosin. Ravashi told you do not have to make a second bracha. Not like Rava, not like Tamidi, not like Rav. He told you don't have to make another bracha. The first bracha helps for everything. Calls the mind, you're not Messiah Das from eating. So here, you were not Messiah Das. You knew at the beginning, eventually you're going to bench and you're going to have to drink the kaisha of bracha samosin, so you don't have to make a second bracha. So the Imam Mashiach had three different shittas here. Each one did a different halacha. So far as the Masmah now. Omelu Ravacha bar Rava, Anan Kaman Nevid. So when Ravacha bar Rava saw these things, he saw what happened here, is everybody's making different brachas. So he came out, Lamaisa, what should we do though? What's the halacha? Anan, us, what should we do? So Ameimur explained himself. Ameimur said, I'm a little bit different here. Ameimur Roma Nimlech Anor. The reason why I made a new bracha on every single kais is because usually I don't drink wine. And when I drank my first kais, I did not have in mind to drink anymore. Like one kais for me is enough. So when I made my first bracha baruch for a goffin, all I had in mind was just for the first kais. Later on, in the middle of the meal, I saw I want to drink more wine. That's called nimlach. I changed my mind, and I decided now to drink more wine. So that's pshita, you have to make another bracha. The only svara one bracha helps for everything is, because the same thing as tam. When a person makes a bracha at the beginning of the meal, you have in mind whatever you can eat throughout the meal. Mashenken Ameima knew by himself, he usually doesn't drink wine. So he called, at the beginning, he only had in mind one kais. But when he drank a second kois, that's called nimlach, he had to make a second bracha. So the Rashbam nimlach ani. The kois sheni nimlachti. When I came to drink my second kois, it's called I changed my mind. Lishtois. Shekvar heavenly hesachadas. It's called I had hesachadas. Mishashisi kois rishon. After I drank the first kois, I was mesiach das. I gave up. I decided not to drink no more. V'chein kol pam opam shishasisi. To drink more wine, so the more wine that he drinks, pshita on each kais, you have to make another bracha. That's halacha, that's called nimlach. That was our main mitzvah. And that's halacha like that. Fight him. Mazutra Omar, Mazutra was the one that said he made a bracha on the first kais of wine he drank, and the last kais, on the bracha samazin, he made a second bracha. Why? Omar, anod the object that's a midi de Rav. I held that it's a midim of Rav. Now, he was a person that used to drink a lot of wine. So when he made his first bor priagofim, shiti had a mind, everything is going to drink. Why did he make a second bracha by birchas amazim? That's Rav Svara. That when you bench, that's called the hesachadas, that's considered like you finished eating right now, and anything you eat or drink after the benching, you have to make a second bracha on it. So Rashi kutamidi the Rashbam kutamidi the Rav, ki yehu uvdud liyeh, like the mice before. The Yalaf Rav Mineh, that Rav learned out from that, the Miboil of Ruchi Akisa de Akosta Bechosa. You have to make a second bracha on the Kais of benching. Afal pi shekva berech al yain sheptecha mozim. Even though you already made a bracha on the one in the middle of the Suda. Yeah. So that's Mazutra Svara. So the more of Ravashi. Ravashi was the one that said no, he just made one bracha, that's all. He made the first kais, he made a bar for the goffin, and that was it for the whole Suda, even for the benching. Omar, he holds Ravashi, that let Silchasa Katamidi the Rav. I do not paskin like Rav. I don't hold like that. Because even though I bench, by making Birchas HaMozin, that is not called a silik, it's not called you finish eating, even though you made a bracha, and afterwards when I go to drink the yain, the wine, from benching, I don't have to make another bracha. What's Ravashi's raya? To a yom tev shechaliyos achra Shabbos. What's going to be when Yom Tiv comes out after Shabbos? Hey, it's Moitsoi, Shabbos is a Yom Tiv. The Yom HaRav, what did Rav say before? What do we do? On one Koisho Yayin, we make Kiddush and Abdullah. We say Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Abdullah. So what do you see? You see that you'll have to make two different brachas on the same Kois, and you don't have to make two Bar Priya Goffins. Let's see Rashi. Rashbam learns, Lesilcha Sechatamid of the Rav, Kloima. He holds benching is not called you made up your mind not to eat. Even if a person said, okay, let's go bench, still shor with a mishtin. People are still allowed to continue drinking without making the bracha. The afilu ochi, the Rashbam himself says now, is lalocha lesilchus akravashi. We don't pass like Ravashi says. Why? Because Rav and Mazutra both hold like Rav, that we hold benching is called a hefsik. Lalochi, you do have to make another bracha, bor priagofin, on the kosho bracha samozin when you drink it. Bor priagofin, kiminik shalono. Like our minik, that's our minik. Now, v'chivun diyama havin avorach, the same thing. If you're in the middle of a meal, and at the end of the meal you say, let's go bench, also lemishti, you're not allowed to drink anymore. Because as soon as you said, let's go bench, that means you made up your mind, you're finished drinking now, and it's it. Ad liachar brichas amozin. You're not allowed to drink anymore, liachar brichas amozin. Unless you make a bracha first. V'yoid, what's another rye like this? Midikomaitzi ravashi siyati milsa de rav. Lachshas altimida de rav. Lachisha midibra rav. Like we'll soon see. That Ravashi just brought himself a raya, and the Gemara is going to slug up Ravashi. Now, what was Ravashi's raya? That Rav says, when Moitsoi Shabbos comes out to be a Yom Tif, you make Kiddush and Avdolah on the same kois. So what's the raya? Rashi Rashbam says, V'yom Rav, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdolah. V'loi boye levruche birchas bor priagofer trey zimna. This is the raya. Why don't you have to make two times bor priagofen? Chad akiddush, one because you're making kiddush first, the chad avdolah, and secondly for avdolah. Because this is going to tell me, when you make a bracha, that's called a hefsig. So here, first you said bor priagofen, then you make kiddush. So chura, since you make kiddush, that should be a hefsig. You're finished. Now how could you go make avdolah without making the new bor priagofen? So, therefore, as Ram says, Vu adin l'trei kosei the kiddush, hayoyim abrichas amozim. The same thing. The kash of Rav Yeba Saba, the yomalu hochi yom Rav Hovim, v'achos l'mishtid yim ken kash of Rav. That's the question here. He brought his raya that you see by making one bracha does not make a hefsik. So therefore he said the same way kiddush is not called a hefsik between that and avdolah, the same thing birchas samos and benching is also not considered a hefsik. Even though you have to bench first, when you go and drink the kais of wine after benching, you do not have to make a second bracha. That's the way the Rashbam learns pshat. His taste doesn't like this pshat. Taste learns, hukam arav, pirish bekuntris, the daig midloy matzach levarov trey zim nevar piagofen. Since he doesn't have to say two times var piagofen, chada kiddush, one when he makes kiddush, v'chada avdolam. Amalei heavy kiddush hefsik. Vuhadinami birchas samos, it's not called a hefsik. Frek taste bekosha, what's the raya? The eich yivarech pomen var piagofen akai sechot. That shit you don't have to do. We're talking about now in Motzoi Shabbos Yontif, you're making Kiddush on one kais. On this one kais shit, if you make a Baruch Pri Gofen on this kais, what's the Havim mean? You should have to make a second Baruch Pri Gofen on the same kais. Shit of the one bracha helps. What do I care? First you make a Baruch Pri Gofen, then you make Kiddush on this kais, and then right away you make Havdalah. There's no Havim in the world to say you have to make two brachas, another Baruch Pri Gofen. You for sure made your first bracha on this kais. So for Tzayis and Rashi, that can't be Pesham the Gemara. What's the Raya then that Birchas HaMotin is not called a Hefsik? Over there, Birchas HaMotin we're talking about, you are benching. So now that you bench, that's called a Hefsik. From the first drinking, you're finished the first drinking. And now you have to start over again. You have to make a new bracha. But here, when you make a bracha on the Kiddush, Pshit, you don't have to make another bracha on Avdolah. It's one bracha on one cup. Therefore, Tais says, "Vanira, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Vanira to dayik, midal loy tiknu yain lebsoif." That's the raya. How come Rav doesn't know that you have to make yain at the end of kiddush and avdolah? The chur, what you should do is first make kiddush, then make avdolah, then make the brichas hayayin. How come you're allowed to make the brichas hayayin first? That's the raya. Shema minad loy heavy hefsik. So you see, making a bracha after you made a baruch pri gofen is not called a hefsik. It's not called like you're finished drinking. That's why first you're allowed to make a baruch pri gofen, then you're allowed to make kiddush. And we don't say you have to do the opposite way. First make kiddush, then make baruch pri gofen. So you see, even though first you make the baruch pri gofen, and then you say brachas later on, brachas is not called a hefsik. That was Rav Ashi's raya. So same thing here also. First, at the beginning of the meal, I made a baruch pri gofen on the water and I started to drink it. Now, what happened? I still have in mind, I know now I'm going to have to drink that kais of brichas hamazon. But Talmid the Rav says that since you made the brichas hamazon, that's called a hefsik. You make a bracha of benching, that's called a hefsik. Brings a vash yuraya that a bracha is not called a hefsik. Because you see here, first we make the bracha baruch pri gofen, and then we go make kiddush. So you see, kiddush making a bracha is not called a hefsik between the yain and the drinking of the yain. That was Rav Ashi's raya. The Gemara answers back, Poshi, that's no raya. So the Gemara of Elohi, you should know that's no raya. Hosom okar daite mimishte. When is Rav's raya, Tamid the Rav holding? That's only when you're going to bench. When a person is saying Birchas Samozin, that bracha is called a hefsik. Because the state of benching means you finished eating. You're thanking Hashem now for the food you already ate. So Birchas Samozin, that's called a hefsik. Of a kimotel. Mashenkin here, when you're making Kiddush and Avdolah, you are not Oikedaita, you did not take your mind away from drinking. Pshita, what's going on here? You're making a Baruch Pri Gofen, and then you're making Kiddush. At all times, you're still having your mind to drink the wine. Like you didn't even start to drink the wine yet. So Pshita, when you make Kiddush and then Avdolah, that's not called a hefsik between the first Baruch Pri Gofen, because you did not take your mind away from eating. It's only a svar when you go to bench. Birchas HaMozin means, I finished eating right now. So benching is called a hefsik. And that's the way we hold Allah like that. Like Mazutra and the Rav holds and Tamid the Rav. That when you bench, benching is called a hefsik, and after benching you have to make another Baruch Pri Gofen on the Kaishal Birchas HaMozin. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, kimata liyavdule. When it came time to make Avdolah, is kom shmaya viyadlik. His shamash got up and lit avuka mishargu. He took a big torch and lit the torch from a small candle, from a sharga. And on that they used for Avdolah. Is omalei, so they asked him, lomaloch, lomaloch. So again, this is by Rav's house. So Rav Yaakov asked him, lomaloch, lomaloch, kulihai. How come you need such a big torch? What's wrong with using a small candle? Like, how come you told your shamish to go and light the torch from the small candle? Why didn't you just use a candle? Homan chashark, if you have the candle already lit, why do you have to go and light a new torch for? Omalei, so Rav answered back, Shema Yemidai to the Nafshe Kovid. Shnom HaShamas, I didn't tell him to do it. He did it by himself. Don't ask me no kind of questions. Omalei said back, that's not an answer. Eloi Shmielei Minei Demar, if the Shamash, if the waiter like, did not hear from you, that that's the way you're supposed to do, Lo Yevi Yovid, he wouldn't have done it. So maybe when I cast it back to you again, how come you told the Shamash to get a big torch? What's wrong with a small candle? Omalei, so Bzai answered him back, Loi Sovolei Mar, don't you also hold like this? That is a din we learned before, that avuka li avdola mitzvah min amuvchor. When you're making avdola mitzvah Shabbos, you're supposed to use a torch. That's called a mitzvah min amuvchor. You're not supposed to use one candle. And that's what that in halacha, you're not supposed to use just one candle by itself. There should be at least two candles together. At least two neiros put together you should use to make avdola. That's called a mitzvah min amuvchor. That's why you also have a shamish and use this torch, and not the one candle. Yeah. The Yomar, then he started to make Minamuvcha. Posach v'yomar, Hamavdol. Posach v'yomar, then he started to make Avdola. After he had the Eish and he made the Boromir Eish, then he started to make Avdola. How did he go and make Avdola? He said, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'choyol, ben Or l'choyshech, ben Yisroel l'amin, ben Yom HaShvi l'sheshe Shemei Amasa. That's the way he said. The way we say Avdola, that's the way he said Avdola also. His Omalei, Sir Yaakov again, yes, Rovam, Lom l'chol kuli hai. How come he said so much? Say one thing, Ben Kodesh L'Chol. What do you have to say so many things for? The Yom Rav Yud Yom Rav Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Just saying the bracha Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Zui Avdalto Shav Yud Anosi. This is the whole Avdolo that Yud Anosi held. You don't have to say more than that. Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol. That's enough. So how come you're saying so many things here? Omalei, so he answered back. Ano ki ho sruli. True. I don't hold like Yud Anosi. I hold like this. The Yom Reb Lezem, Yom Reb Oishia, HaPoiseyach, whoever starts to make Avdolo, Lo Yivchas Megimel. You have to at least mention three things, three different types of Avdolos. You can't say less than three. V'hamoisev Lo Yosef Avdayim. And if you want to add to it, you can't add more than seven. You can't make seven differences. Hamavdo, Benzeh, 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 Lezeh, Benzeh, Lezeh. When we make Avdolo on Metzoy Yomtev, it's a Shabbat, and Metzoy Shabbat, that's a Yomtev, we talk to say the seven Avdolos we say then. I'll share with Mufashim and Kamehim. We'll soon explain which ones. But you can't say more than seven Havdolos differences, and you can't say less than three. That's what he also he said. He didn't just say Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Rather, he said, Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol, that's one. Ben Oro L'Choshev, that's two. Ben Yisro L'Yam, that's three. Ben Yom Mashul L'Sheshem Yamas is four. So it's still going to be a Kashin and a Monashach. Either say three, or else say all seven. Why we say seven by Moitzoy Shabbos, that's the Yom Tov. But as in a regular Shabbos, the question is, what do you say four for? Just say three. Amalei, v'amar loit loso, but you didn't say three. V'loi shevom, you didn't say seven. Mash, me learned either say three or else say seven, but not four. So I still have a kasher on you. How come when you say avdola, you said four avdolas? How come either three or four make up either three or seven? So Rashi, Rashbam, v'amar loit shalosh v'loi shevom, v'aborom, you said four of them. How come? In Litfosh as Samuit Dayach Begil. If you want to do the least amount, do three. V'im Larabbis, if you want to do a lot, say all seven. So how come you say four? It's a mother pshara. Either say only three or else say seven. What's up is four? So he answered the back, Omalei. Ivra, ben yoimashvi, l'sheshe shemei amase, meyein chasim hi. That I did not say, b'teres havdolo. That I said, that's supposed to be meyein v'chsim meyein, the end of the bracha. That's not part of the minyan. And I would say, but Yom Hashvil Shesh Shemei Amase, that's Miyain, the part of the chesim of the bracha. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Hamavdul, whoever's coming to make Avdolah, Sorach Sheyomar, Miyain Chasima, Somach Lechasimosei. You have to say something about the chesima next to the chesima. That's what you have to say. So we end off as the Mavdul Ben Kodesh Rechol, that's where we end off the bracha. So right before that, we have to say that Yom HaShvi L'Sheshe Shemei Amasa. That Yom HaShvi means Kodesh, and Sheshe Shemei Amasa means Chol. That's why we say this last one. But this is not part of the real Havdalah. Because real Havdalah is only the first three. The last one, but Yom HaShvi L'Sheshe Shemei Amasa, that's only that the last Chesima, that we end up Baruch HaTor Hashem HaMavdo B'Kodesh HaChol, right before that should be something talking about that. That's called that, Sorach Shiyena Miyen Chesima, some L'Chesima Asayim. Or Pompadisoyim, Pompadisa, they used to say, Amri, Miyem Psichoson, Somach Chisimoson. You have to say something like the Psicha near the Chisimah. Now, you don't have to say something at the end, at near what the last bracha, but rather something at the end, say something that you said at the beginning. Say Miyem the Psicha, something you start off with, say that also Somach Chisimoson, near the end. For the more b'may b'nayu, what's the difference between Pumbadisa and Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel? Eke b'nayu, yomte shechal liyos achra Shabbos. That meaning is yomte that comes after a Shabbos. Because what we do, our Havdalah is anywhere we start off saying, ha'mavdo b'kodesh t'chol. So the first thing we say anyway is between Kodesh and Chol. And the last thing we say is also, sheshashimei and Kodesh. So we also say between Kodesh and Chol. So what's the difference whether you have to say miyem de psichom, from the end of the it's both the same thing. That the we end off. That the we end off as we say Hamavda Bekhanesh Tachol, that's Les Brochum. And that the we end off right before that we say Ben Yom Ashvila Sheshe Shemei Amaser, that's good according to both of them. Because Ben Yom Ashvila Sheshe Shemei Amaser, that has to do with the last thing of Kodesh Tachol, and that has to do with the first thing, Hamavda Bekhanesh Tachol. So what's the difference? Which way we hold? You're doing both anyway. So Mar says the nafkamina is a yom to shechal liyasachra Shabbos to chasminon. What's the chasim we say there? There we say ben kodesh to kodesh. We don't end off bracha to Hashem amavdo ben kodesh to chol. We say bracha to Hashem amavdo ben kodesh to kodesh. So man di yom miyem psichoson somach chasimoson. The one that says right before the end of the bracha, you have to speak about what you started off. Is like boy lemeim. You don't have to say ben kedusha Shabbos lekedusha Yom Tov Hevdalta. That you don't have to say because you don't have to talk about the last thing. You only have to talk about the first thing. O man di yom amiyen chesimoson. Some of the chesimoson, but according to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, that says by the end, right before you end the havdalah, you have to say something then about what you talk about last brachon is boy lemeim. Right before you end, you have to say ben kedusha Shabbos lekedusha Yom Tov Hevdalta. Because the end of the bracha is bracha to Hashem hamavdo ben kodesh l'kodesh, which means between one kedusha and another kedusha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, right before that you have to say hevdalto ben kedusha Shabbos kedusha Yom Tov hevdalto. So now that's enough to me. Now which one of the two ways you have to say?
Yeah. Now what we were talking about before a little bit, that the Rashbam learns a svara kal b'chayma that if you drink wine at the end of the meal, even if you already said Havlon and Avorach, let's go bench, that the law is you have to make a Bar Priyagofin, but still he says a Bracha Achron you do not have to make. Because since you're going to go bench, so Bircha Samos and the three Brachas, it's a Kal B'chaim, it helps for the, instead of the one Bracha, Alagefin, Bar Priyagofin, that you should have had to make. Since it's only called Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, so for sure if you bench, that helps. That was the Rashbam Svara. Tosfos, we said, argues on the Rashbam, and Tosfos brings a Raya from the Gemara Brachas, but there are such things that are called Dvorim HaBoyim Shaloi Machmas HaSuda Acher HaSuda, something comes after the Suda that we say you have to make a Bracha Rishrein and a Bracha Achreina. And Nu Adin Tainim V'Yanovim, according to Rav Sheshis, says that you have to make a special Bracha on it. So you see there's no Kal V'Chaim, it's not for sure that the Bracha Samozen partners anything that's Mechuyiv to make a Mein Sholosh on it. But therefore we spoke out Tosfos does agree with Rashbam LaHalacha. They said as far as like this. Taisa says like this. The Taisa says, "Nira shein sorach lavorach achrov deliolam choshev machmas hasuda." That if you drink wine, any time you drink wine before you bench, it's always considered bo machmas hasuda. Vodekom aydas gemon bracha that says dvorim haboyim achmas achra suda tzrichim bracha lefneim lachrayim. There's gemon bracha that says if you eat something after the meal before you bench, you have to make a bracha before and afterwards, and we don't say it's considered for the bracha achrona as if it's coming for the purpose of the meal. So Daisha says, "Hainu chutz miyayin," excluding wine. Wine is always considered coming bo machmas ha'oichem. Mashma, because the reason why you want to drink wine at the end is because you have the meal. Is the meal itself, the food itself, makes you want to drink more wine. So it's considered the wine is coming because of the meal. Therefore, the bircha samosin say at the end would pata for the bracha achrona of the yain. But Tosfos speaks out, Miyu, we don't have such a case like this, that after Dvorim HaBoyim Acher Asuda, Miyu Ono Enono Mesalkin Yadeinu Mipas Ad Bircha Samozin, V'yakol Koru Teich Asuda. Usually everything we eat is always considered in the middle of the meal, because we never like take away the table until after we bench. V'yein Shum Dov V'toyim Bracha Achrof. there's nothing that when you have to make a bracha achreinu for, something that you wait in the middle of the meal, even if you had to make a bracha rishreinu on it. The mirchas hamozen poiter. Because mirchas hamozen patas anything you eat throughout the meal. So even though maybe a bracha rishreinu you do have to make like on kinuach sud at the end of the meal on dessert, but bracha achreinu pshiti you would not have to make. Yeah, and also we had a lashon in the Gemara, that the Gemara said a lashon that kivan the amrisu havlon and the vorech. As soon as we say, come, let's go bench, is this a solachula mishti? You're not allowed to drink anymore before you say birchas hamozen. So from the Rashbam, we medayik, it's takamashra from the Rashbam, that it's also to drink even with making a bracha. As once you say havlon and the vorech, you are like mesalak das, you made up your money, you're not needed anymore. It's chal upon you a chiv to bench right now to say brichas and moz, not to say the bracha achreina. And it's not right to go continue drinking or eating now before you bench. So it's mashmash mamas also to eat or to drink until you go bench. However, the Rosh says, the Rosh does not hold that the Rashbam, and the Rosh holds that the Rif's pshat is the ikur, that the Rif learns it's just the pshat that you're not allowed to eat now without making a bracha rishayna. But if you still want to continue eating or continue drinking, all you have to do is just make a bracha rishayna and you can continue drinking. And achnami, after you make drinking, then you go to bench. But the lashon that is asur, that's asur, is lav davka, just means you can't drink without making a bracha rishayna first. Now the halacha, the mechaba brings down in Simin Kufay and Tes, the mechaba says a lashon like this, that gomasu dosoi venoto yodov mayim achreinim. If somebody finished eating and he washes his hands, he washes mayim achreinim, ein yochol lechov lelishtois ad shivarach birchas hamozen. Mashrim, it's also to eat even if you want to, but you have to now first make a birchas hamozen. You can't eat till you can't drink. Case once you wash mayim achreinim, that's called yisilik. But the mechaba says v'yimor mahavlon unavarach. Let's say you do not wash your hands for mayim achreinim. You just say this lashon of havlon unavarach. Let's go bench. Is heavy hester das, that is considered like you are mesir das, you take your mind away from eating. The osler lishdois elim ken yivorach olav tchila. As here the mechaba says, but just saying havlon and vorach, it helps to make a bracha rishena if you want to drink now before you bench. And the mechaba says viachilo dina kishtiya. Who are then if you want to continue eating now after you said havlon and vorach? The halacha is you have to make a bracha rishena. If you would want to continue eating bread, you have to wash over again and make again a moitzi lechem in oritz. Now he says, this is the pshat according to the Rosh. But the Mechaba brings down, there's a shittas Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran, that they hold that achila is different. That means, afal pisha silik yodoy melechol, even if you say, let's go bench, and you like, stop eating, v'afilu silko hashuch, and even if you take away the table, imrotza lachsal achilosa, if you want to continue eating, ein tzoruch levorach parmacheris. You do not have to make another bracha rishayna if you do not bench it. Shekol shleinota yodov lo nistalek legamri machila. It's Rabbeinu Yonah makes the chilek between achila and shtiyah. By eating, kol zman you do not wash your hands yet. For mayim achreinim, it's not called you masalek, you masiach das from eating. Even if you did, you still have das. The normal thing is, you stop now, but you continue eating again. So for achila, it's never called you have to make another bracha rishayna unless you wash your hands for mayim achreinim. However, for shtiyah, if you want to continue drinking, then we say no. Once you said havlon and nevorach, that is considered like your mesiach das. And for shtiyah, if you'd want to drink again, you would have to make a bracha rishayna before you go and drink. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even on the first part of the mechaber, that the mechaber says that if you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, then you are not allowed to eat anything, even if you want to make a bracha, until you first make birchas hamozen. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rakam HaPoskim that Svirulei, that there's no issa to eat before you bench. It's just that if you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, you have to first make a bracha rishayna if you want to go continue eating something. Let's say you still want to have some fruit, or you want to have some cake, you would have to make a bracha rishayna since you already washed your hands for mayim achreinim. However, after you finish eating this, you would have to wash your hands a second time for mayim achreinim, because the mayim achreinim should be right before benching. However, lechatchila though, the Magen Avraham says, that you should be nizir b'zeh, that once you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, it's better is to go bench right away and not wait to eat anything else. But if you want to, you have to eat, you are allowed to eat, just providing you make a bracha rishayna first. Now, this is only if you want to eat. Well, let's say you washed mayim achronim, then you stam want to shmooze and talk. That for sure you should not do. Because right after you wash mayim achronim, you should not be mafsik bedibur with stam talking. Rather, you should go to bench right away. Now, lemaisa, if somebody said havlon and nevorach, that means let's go bench. He told the family, okay, it's time to bench. Let's go bench. So by saying that, we say that's called a hesach hadas. You like stopped eating now. You took your mind away from eating. And if you'd want to eat something now, you would have to make a bracha rishayna. That is the Rosh Hashitah. That even if you want to eat something now, you want to continue taking bread, you want to continue eating an apple, you would now have to make a bracha rishayna before you would eat it. However, the Mechaber brought down the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran Shitah is that if you want to continue eating, achili do not have to make another bracha rishayna. The Svar on the Gemara was only because they were kaveya lishtois, because they were drinking. They wanted to drink another kais of yayin. If you want to drink something more, for drinking, we say, once you said havlon and nevorach, that's called a hesach hadas, that makes you make another bracha. But if you want to continue eating, you do not have to make another bracha. So the kid said to machlekes rishonim, what's going to be the halacha if you said havlon and nevorach, as you did not wash mayim achronim yet. When you wash mayim achronim, then everybody holds, if you want to continue eating, you have to make a bracha rishona. But if you didn't wash mayim achronim yet, you just said havlon and nevorach, let's go bench. So it's a machlokes now, if you continue eating food, would you have to make a bracha rishayna or not? So the Bir Halacha goes through by Riches, that there are a lot of shittas that hold like the Rosh, and he wants to say, Poshid, the Mechaber is Sosom of Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran, so the Churi could be Mekel, but it comes out, Lamaitse, the Rashit is both ways, therefore it's very hard to be Mekel. It's very hard to say which way we should do. Therefore, in the case where somebody said, Havlon and Nevorach, that is, let's go bench, Mitchila, you should not eat anything now up until you are bench. Because it's a suffix if you do continue eating, it's a suffix if you have to make a bracha or not. According to the Rosh, you would have to make a bracha rishayna. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, you would not have to make a bracha rishayna. But since there is no clear hachro which way the two we paskin, therefore he says, when you said havlon and nevorach, you should not continue eating anymore. Because it's doubtful if you have to make a bracha or not. If you want to go drink something right now, you could drink, because that's for sure you would have to make a bracha rishayna. But to eat something, since it's a machlekes, you would have to make a bracha rishayna or not, the best thing is not to eat anything until after you bench, and then for sure you would have to make a bracha rishayna. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Kuf Dalet. Again, the Shiloh was about Havdolah, how many brochas do you have to say? How many Havdolahs do you have to say? So the last Gemara was, he said, oh, Rav Moshe, ha-poiches lo-yivchos me-gimul. The least amount to say is only three. The ha-moisef lo-yosef al-zayin. You can't say more than seven different Havdolahs. That's what he said over. Omalai, so he answered back to him,